Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. This episode is also sponsored by Draft, a daily fantasy app where your chances of winning are almost three times better than on FanDuel or DraftKings. On Draft, it's draft day every day. You can do a simple snake draft for one day whenever you want. Drafts take just minutes to complete. Download Draft now. Be sure to enter the promo code DFBPOD when you download to get a 100% deposit bonus. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show for Thursday, December 8th, 2016. We have a six-game slate on Thursday. And let me warn you guys beforehand, it is nasty. Granted, we thought Wednesday was going to be a beautiful, glorious slate, and Wednesday was just cruel, brutal, dream killers and a soul crusher for everyone, with ending the night with just the most – it was the most highly anticipated game maybe of the regular season so far. I mean, certainly in the last week or so. And, man, I've never been so bored by a game. I mean, almost like immediately on. I mean, Golden State jumped up to a big lead against the Clippers, and then it was just like a snooze fest. And I mean, I have no clue why the Clippers did not show up, but they did not. I mean, Blake was a mess. Chris Paul looked like he's like 75 years old. It was just a mismatch from the jump. Just really disappointing. Not to mention, most of us used a ton of players from that game, at least one or two guys, and just complete garbage all the way around. Before we get to the show or the substance of the show, we mentioned the sponsor Draft. Some of you guys have been very nice. You've been listening to the judge. You have downloaded the beautiful app Draft, and you've been and then you challenge me. Remember, my name on Draft is The Judge. You actually have to spell the. And you've been challenging me. Some of you guys made a lot of money off me tonight. You little nimsuckers. I don't know what a nimsucker is, but whatever. It's I was all over the Golden State Clipper game, so I was playing those guys in Draft all over the place. So if you haven't listened to the judge and downloaded that app yet and then challenge him, I'm going to stick the bailiff on you. I may deny you chambers entry. Listen to the judge. Don't make me get the bailiff on you. Download the app. It's beautiful. You have a lot of fun with it. You know, maybe especially like on a night like tonight when when DFS doesn't go your way, your odds are three times better to win on Draft. So download it. Challenge me. If you haven't done it, guys, seriously, it means a lot to me. Support the show. Support the sponsor. The better we do there, the more shows there will be. Because it's like 3 in the morning, and I'm tired. I need a nap, guys. Man, once basketball season ends, I want to sleep for like 6 months straight. Anyway, so glad that we got that out of the way. I look forward to getting many new draft challenges from you guys on Thursday. So let's talk about Chambers real quick. Man, this was the lowest scoring night in DFS that I can remember this year. I don't remember if there was a night where like under 300. I mean, the cash line was like 290 in a lot of the big the main GPPs I play with, which is just for a large slate, that's unheard of. That will never happen again this year. It's just, man, I mean, so many things. I mean, you basically had a blowout. The Cleveland Knicks game was a blowout. So everyone who played like LeBron, all the stars, none of them really hit value. So LeBron and those guys didn't get a lot of minutes and hit value. Then you had a blowout in Houston versus the Lakers. So James Harden really didn't hit value. You know, Giannis did well. I think he had like 54 FanDuel points, but it was just, it was tough sledding. None of the stars really smashed value at all. And a lot, most of them were well below value. It just kept all the scores down. And then a lot of the value plays, none of those guys even went nuts. There were still a few, but it was tough sledding out there. So hopefully you were able to navigate it a little bit better than I was. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't lose more. Like, I mean, I was able to cash with some lineups that were just on the surface. I thought were dead after the early games, but one of the guys that I used in every single one of my lineups, I used Chris Paul, and I will occasionally do that on slates. I'll just go all in on a guy. I thought there's no way that Chris Paul gets me less than 40 FanDuel points. I couldn't envision it playing the game in my head. Granted, I thought the game would stay close, but I had him in every single one of my lineups. And so, actually, no, there was one out of my 19 lineups I did not have him in. But And I cashed in that one that he wasn't in. Go figure. But I was still able to cash with him, even though he only got us like 29 FanDuel points, just because it was a low scoring night overall. So, and that was reflected in Chambers. If you look at the P2 people who won Chambers, we had Milsiv won. Milsiv had a score of only 290, and then Flex underscore 25 won with a score of 301. For Milsiv, this was his first Chambers win of the year, so congrats to him. I mean, this is the kind of night it was. He won in Chambers, and he had Bismack Biyombo as a center, and Bismack put up 9 FanDuel points. Bismack was a buster like he normally is, except 3 times worse. You know, like I played one lineup with Bismack, and I think that lineup did not cash. But yeah, I mean, I thought my night was dead when I went in that one lineup, and it wasn't. I mean, this was a night where you actually could afford to have one or two guys who were somewhat duds and still cash. It was such a weird night. And then our boy Flex 25. By the way, this was his first Chambers win, but it was the fourth time he's cashed in Chambers this year. So congrats to him. He played Darren Williams, the 75-year-old Darren Williams. I mean, unbelievable. The only guy in Chambers who played D-Will, and D-Will put up like 28 FanDuel points. Darren Williams had as many FanDuel points as Chris Paul, basically, and except he was $4,000 less. So congrats to Chambers winners. That was a lot of fun. Just a weird, wacky night. But again, that's going to happen in DFS. It's just part of the – I mean, the one thing about DFS that you guys need to keep in mind, it's don't look at any one particular day. I mean, even like 2 or 3 days, you got to look at how you do over like a week, over 2 weeks. You know, look at a larger sample size. You know, and after – even if you're still losing after about a week or maybe 2 weeks, then maybe something's wrong with like your actual process, with maybe something you're doing in the research area. Or your projections, or you know something that might be wrong. But I mean, you know, all of us. I mean, you know, especially. I mean, there's no one. Pros, they'll all lose. You know, 30 to 40% of the time, especially if you're a tournament player. I mean, the key is if you play mostly tournaments like I do, is when you win big. You know, so don't worry if you had a bad night, you had a rough night. It's going to happen to the best of us. Better nights will be in our future. Maybe they will be on Thursday. Oh, real quick, let's talk about Dream Killers. Basically everyone. A couple guys, let's point out though, Gallinari. I don't know if you guys watched this Brooklyn-Denver game. This was enough to basically to make me never want to watch basketball ever again. Like Will the Thrill Barton, I mean, he lived up to his nickname. He basically got benched after 4 minutes because Denver started off so horrifically. Moutier got benched for basically the whole entire game. Gallo essentially played only like 22 minutes, and that's the lowest minutes he's played all year. Fareed played like 4 minutes, and then their coach got ejected. He came back and ended up playing like, you know, some minutes in like the late third, early fourth quarter, but he still sucked. Barton miraculously still almost hit value after just a brutal start. You know, like also, Denver was down by like 30 points in that game, came all the way back to within 3 against Brooklyn. It was just a crazy, ridiculous game. So, I mean, I used a lot of Gallinari, though, and he destroyed me with 14 FanDuel points. I mean, he's been so super safe and consistent with minutes. Again, I couldn't fathom a scenario where he'd get less than 30 minutes against Brooklyn, which would equal fantasy gold. And he got 22 minutes, I think. So that's DFS, man. Blake was, you know, that entire Golden State Clippers game for the most part sucked. Blake was particularly a mess. 20 FanDuel points, shooting 5 for 20 from the floor. You got to be kidding me. The Knicks, I mean, Porzingis and Carmelo, just brutal. Just, dear God, those two were just busters if you played them. Our boy JJ Redick, I think he had 2 FanDuel points. That's 2. Yeah, 1-2. I mean, what are you going to say about that? For Dream Lovers, the 2 top point guards, I think, were Tyler Johnson and Jeff Teague. If you played an Atlanta Hawks stack on a 10-game slate, you basically won. Millsap went nuts. Dwight Howard at over 50 FanDuel points. Teague at over 40 FanDuel points. It's just crazy stuff. Cephalosha had like 25 FanDuel points. So, I mean, it's just nuts. Patrick Beverley had 12 assists. I mean, I didn't think that the day would ever come when he had over 10 assists. So for him to get 12 is a miracle. He's not even a point guard. I mean, I'm surprised James Harden let him touch the ball that many times. So that was miraculous. Tristan Thompson had 20 rebounds. I mean, just weird things happen in DFS, man. So another just a wacky night for 10 games late. So before, let's move on to Thursday. It's there's six games and they're pretty disgusting. I'm not going to lie to you. But out of this disgustingness, together as a team, maybe we can mold this into something delicious to eat. I'm not a good cook, so I can't make a good analogy there. But you know, let's think of some cookie dough, maybe, and we're gonna bake some delicious cookies or something. Let's talk about some quick injury news, because injuries are going to dictate who we play on Thursday. For Utah, oh God, so George Hill is going to be out and Rodney Hood's going to be out. So I think they're going to throw out a busted lineup of Dante Exum. I guess Joe Johnson would be the starting shooting guard. Then Gordon Hayward, of course. Boris, fat, chunky Waffle House, Diaw, and Gobert. I mean, that's going to be fun. So also for Philly, Covington and Joel Okafor are, I think, both doubtful. They're probably going to be out. So, you know, Philly's going to run out some disgusting lineup. I guess it's going to be, you know, Rodriguez and Stauskas and Gerald Henderson with Ersan Ilyasova, who's been a monster, and at least Joel Embiid will be back. So just that's going to be fun to watch. Then you have New Orleans. Pay attention to this. I think Drew Holiday and Etuan Moore are questionable. If those guys both sit, then, wow, with New Orleans, I mean, we could have a lineup of, like, you know, Gangster Galloway and Tim Frazier. And actually, you know what? I know Gangster Langston, Gangster Galloway didn't start last game for New Orleans. Let me just pull up their starting lineup that they went with last game if those two guys are out. I know Tim Frazier started, and that was a double overtime game they had against Memphis, and he ended up making value, but it was barely. So they went with Tim Frazier. Oh yeah, it was Buddy Hield. That's who got the start, shooting guard. Buddy Hield got the start. He played 24 minutes and did not do that great. And then Anthony Davis, Solomon Hill, and Omar Asik. So, wow. So yeah, we're already looking at, you know, it's going to be a night where we're going to play some busters, some traps, some minefields. There's going to be some stuff that we're going to have to navigate through to find the best lineup. But it's doable. I promise you. All right, let me just pull up the plays. All right, first, let's go over some over-unders real quick. There's two games that I like, and then the rest I wish I could just forget. Minnesota, Toronto, 214 over-under. Toronto's a 7.5-point favorite. At least everyone's relatively healthy on those guys. And at least for those two teams, we know who's going to get minutes. And remember, for cash games, I want minutes. That's why I played Gallo. I thought he was super safe for minutes. Doesn't always work out. Usually it does in cash games in terms of minutes when coaches have consistent rotations, but you know, you're still going to have fluky things happen occasionally. The game that I like the most though, and I'm sure most people are going to be targeting, and that's Denver at Washington. Going to be at least 3-4 guys in my cash games from this game, probably 218 over under. So the best over under by far. Washington's favored by 5.5. Neither of these teams play any defense. Denver is coming off this back-to-back, off this horrific Brooklyn performance where their coach got ejected. The coach was miserable. He's benching everybody. They had a weird, funky rotation on Wednesday. So Denver scares me a little bit on Thursday. Those guys, I'm not sure what's going to happen. But Washington, we know what they're going to do. I mean, John Wall and Bradley Beal, I mean, Gortat, Markieff, Otto Porter, all those guys are locked in at monster minutes. All are quite frankly, are nice plays for on a disgusting slate. Then you got let's see, San Antonio at the Bulls. That's going to be interesting. Philly at New Orleans, interesting. And then Portland at Memphis. The Memphis is going to be very, you know, it's since they've got Conley still banged up. Zach Randolph's back. But actually, that's the Portland-Memphis game we can attack a little bit too. So that's not a horrible game. And then you got Golden State at Utah. I think I read off Utah's starting five already. Golden State, you know, is coming off the nice win against the Clippers. It looks like they're going to rest people on Thursday. We have no idea who, because why would anyone give us advance notice? Hopefully, just pray we find out before lineup lock, because any of the Warriors, let's say they sit one of the stars. Obviously, that increases makes the other stars that do play pretty good plays. Now, normally you might not want to play them against Utah, but I think on a slate that's this nasty, Golden State players will still be viable, especially if a couple guys are sitting out. And for tournaments, they're still going to make good plays. And we have seen guys go off against Utah, so it can be done. Even though Utah, you know, their DVP against every position is phenomenal, you still can attack them at times. and on small slates is the time to do it. All right, let's hop into the plays, my friends. John Wall, just try not to overthink it. I mean, get him in your cash game and then move on. Also, a really nice tournament play. He's coming off 71-point FanDuel night against Orlando, where he had his career high of 52 actual points, where he shot something absurd, like 18 for 30, which for him is a miracle because he's one of the worst shooters in the NBA. So don't expect that to happen again. But still, I mean, Denver, I mean, they're ranked second. They give up the second most FanDuel points to opposing point guards and the most points to opposing shooting guards. So as I'm saying this, put Beal in your cash game lineups too. I want Wall and Beal in there for Thursday. Damian Lillard, 9.6K at Memphis. Look, right now, Memphis doesn't scare me. I mean, what scares me more than that is Dame Lillard's price and the pace of this game. Not the best pace in the world. And he's been good, Lillard. It's just he needs to, at 9.6K, he has to get in there, and Portland's on a back-to-back too, I should note. But he's got to give me, like, you know, 47 to 50 FanDuel points to really feel good about it, which he's done the last two games barely. He's gave me 45 against Milwaukee on Wednesday and 53 against Chicago last game out. But before that, though, he's been 33, 56, 35, 49, 63, 36, 32. So, you know, I don't want to use him in cash. But even though, he's got a floor probably about 35 to 40, probably. Maybe 30 could be the floor, and a ceiling of about 50, 55. So you can play him in tournaments. Quite honestly, you can probably play him in cash if you want. I'm just not going to, because I think Wall is by far the superior cash play for Thursday. Steph Curry, 9.1K. He was one of the few guys who played pretty well and hit value in that, or almost hit value in the game against the Clippers on Wednesday. And by the way, you guys probably notice I always mess up the days, and that's because, first of all, it's 3 a.m. But secondly, I never know what to say. Like, when it's 3 or 4 a.m, like, do you say, what is it? Like, right now, is it Thursday? Is it Friday? I mean, I don't know what day it is anymore. Granted, I guess it would be either late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. But I digress. Curry was one of the guys who played pretty well. He had 7 steals. Against the Clippers. He had 33, played 33 minutes, 19 points, 4 assists, 6 assists, 7 steals, 44 FanDuel points. So that's basically hitting value for him. Against Utah, even if he does play, I'd rather use Wall in cash games. We don't know if Curry's going to play. I should note, I guess all the guys were lobbying to Coach Kerr that they did want to play against Utah, but, you know, whatever. I don't think that means too much. So Curry, he's still always a good tournament play. If he does play, I will have him in some tournaments. I don't want him in cash, though. Kyle Lowry, 8.6K versus Minnesota. His last game out, his last 5 games out or so, he's been really consistent. He's given you 41, 40, 37, 47, 40. So, I mean, he's got to give you about 40, 45 to feel good about it, and he's just been right around that mark. So, I mean, he's kind of similar to Dame Lillard in that, you know, he's not going to blow you up. He's not going to crush value, but he's going to do enough probably to hit value. So if I could use it, you know, save $1,000, I'd probably go Lowry instead of Lillard if you want to go that route in cash, because he is relatively safe. And I know everyone loves to say how Rubio is a great defender, but I mean, you know, Minnesota gives up like the 10th most FanDuel points to opposing point guard. So, I mean, you can definitely attack Minnesota. You can attack Rubio. You can attack that game, quite honestly. So I think Kyle Lowry is a fine play. You want to throw him out in some tournaments, you can do that. If you want to go that route in cash, I mean, if you want to just go safe at point guard, you know, a John Wall, Kyle Lowry, I mean, is a really safe cash game play. I mean, the problem is, as you'll see, once we get to other positions, at other spots, there's not a lot of value, whereas point guard, there still is a little bit of value. So we're probably going to have to spend one of our cash game spots for a value point guard. Otherwise, I would love the Lowry John Wall play. Rondo, he's down a little bit, 6K against the Spurs. Rondo's been, you know, he was horrific against Dallas when he put up the 4 FanDuel points night. Then he got suspended because he's Rondo, And then he looked really bad against Detroit. I thought he was going to have a nice bounce back game, and he did not. He played 37 minutes and had 16 FanDuel points. He was atrocious. Just, man. So yeah, I can't play him in cash, even on this small slate. You know, this, you can normally attack the Spurs guards, especially I think Tony Parker will be out. So he'll be, you know, some Patty Mill defense. That doesn't scare me. Plus Rondo's not really so scoring dependent. So he's okay. If you want to use him in some tournaments, I would imagine he'd be pretty low owned and he could give you 30, 35 FanDuel points. It's not a horrible play, but also it's not an elite play on Thursday either. Ricky Rubio, 5.5K at Toronto. I think I'm going to have some game stacks this Minnesota-Toronto game just because this is one of the few games that where I know who's going to play minutes. So that just that in itself is going to give me some peace of mind. And at this point, after what happened on Wednesday, couldn't we all use a little peace of mind? In fact, you know what? I mean, if I had like a – I don't know. If maybe for the Chambers on – you know, normally I title – I have like a name for each of the Chambers every day. Maybe I'll title the Chambers on Thursday. Please give us a peace of mind. A calm peace of mind, something like that. So Rubio, he's not been great this year, but he's still really cheap. I think on DraftKings, he's like dirt cheap and you should play. On FanDuel, he's still, I mean, 5 point, he was a 7K player last year. He's coming off, he's starting to play a little bit better slowly. And the minutes, the last four games have all been in the 30s, which is good. So at 5.5K, I don't mind this play. I mean, he only has to give us like 27 FanDuel points, which for him has been hard this year, but I could see it happening on Thursday. I mean, I really could. So while in cash games, I think you probably want to go a little safer if you can. It's okay. And then GPPs, I'm telling you, one day he's going to give us 40 FanDuel points this year because he's going to have a game of 12, 13 assists. It's just it's hard when you have Wiggins hogging the ball and Zach LaVine hogging the ball. But, you know, it's trending in the right direction for him. But I'm not sure Thursday is going to be the day he goes off, but I will have a little exposure. Emmanuel Mudiay, if you watched any of the Denver game on Wednesday, don't even touch this garbage piece of crap. With that said, he'll probably go off for 50 FanDuel points like Elfrid Payton did a couple nights ago. So if you want to throw him in a tournament, go ahead. I mean, if you know, and I think I said this before on many shows, in tournaments, there really is no such thing as a bad play because all of these busters are in the NBA for a reason. They do have talent. So if you get in the right matchup, a couple shots go down, you know, a lot of these guys out of the blue are going to have, you know, have career nights. It's just going to happen. So Mudiay on the surface is a horrible play. But with that said, if you want to use him, don't use him in cash. But if you want to throw him in a tournament, you can. I probably, if I played like 50 lineups, maybe in like one or two, I'd use him. Tim Frazier. So again, see what's going on with Drew Holiday. I mean, Tim Frazier didn't look good last game. He ended up getting 39 minutes because the game went into double overtime. But I think before that, his minutes were like in the 20, in like 29. So I think he played both of the overtimes. And he was struggling before. I think he had 19 points in regulation. So not great. But at 4.9K, he's going to be starting against Philly and Sergio Rodriguez or TJ McConnell defense. Sign me up for that. Even though I think I read this stat on one of those shows earlier this week. Let me see if I can find it. You got to be kidding me. Hold on. I wanted to see Philly's defensive versus position versus point guards. I think it was much better than I would ever imagine. And I think that's BS. So yeah, I mean they're 23rd. So they give up the seventh or eighth most FanDuel points to opposing point guards. So I really do like Tim Frazier actually. If Drew Holiday is out, I will have no issues playing Tim Frazier in cash games at all. And that's because another guy this exact same price is Sergio Rodriguez. He's been really good for me in cash, so I really shouldn't be that mad at him, although I did play him in cash a couple nights ago against Memphis on a back-to-back, and he only got 23 minutes and 10 FanDuel points, and he crushed all my lineups. That night, you did need a much higher score to cash. So he for the most part, he's been good for me, though, 35 and 33. Before that, and I mean, I thought his floor was like 20 FanDuel points, so giving me the 10 was really surprising. But I still think I prefer Tim Frazier over Sergio if I had to choose between the two, but it's pretty close. I mean, you can make a case for playing both those guys in cash. You know, I know a lot of us have a sour taste in our mouth because Sergio killed us last game, but you know, I truly don't mind either on this small slate. And I do think the fact that Rodriguez minutes got they were just down because of the back-to-back. And I expect him to bounce back. Jameer Nelson, 4.4K. He's better than Moutier. He's been getting more minutes than Moutier. His production's been better than Moutier. He had 29, 28, 26 FanDuel points the last three games. He was part of the reason Denver came back against Brooklyn on Wednesday night. So I like Jameer. I mean, I guess the back-to-back worries me a little bit. He's no spring chicken. So, you know, if there's one guy on Denver, I mean, I guess a couple guys on Denver I'm a little nervous about, because a lot of those guys are older and or just broken down, like guys like Gallo and Wilson Chandler, that they, you know, they've been around the block. So, but still, I think Jameer Nelson is fine at that price. Want to use him, totally fine with it. Patty Mills is 4.3K. As long as Tony Parker is out, I keep playing Patty Mills, and he's really low owned and he's really good. He's a fancy point per minute monster. He's always been that way. 29, 10 FanDuel points, 26, 33 the last four games. So he's a player that has a lot of upside, quite honestly, for that price. He can give you, you know, 7-8 times value. You know, we all worry about getting popped, and, you know, but that's just if you play a Spur, just know that can happen. So for some reason, so I know a lot of us don't like to use any Spurs in cash games, but if there's a guy to use in cash for the Spurs, it would probably be Patty Mills right now. And even though the fact that he doesn't start, don't let that faze you at all. Because they start some other buster. I always forget his name. It's what is it? I can never pronounce it. Nicholas Lapravitola or something like that. And that guy ends up getting – he got 21 minutes last game. But he's really not playable. Other than that, Andrew Harrison, he's not that good at basketball, but if you want to use him in cash games just to save money and be a little different, I guess you can. Everyone loved him like about 4 days ago, and then he had a couple games, you know, below 20 FanDuel points or so. And Shelvin Mack. So even though Dante Exum is probably starting for Utah, if there's a guy for Utah I'd want at point guard, it'd be Shelvin Mack. Shelvin Mack gets more minutes. I mean, I think Dante Exum got 16 minutes in the start, and Shelvin Mack got 30 minutes last game and put up 19 FanDuel points. Mack can get you about 30. I think his floor is around 20, about 20 to 30 FanDuel point player. So that's what I mean at point guard. I mean, the value is here that it doesn't exist at other spots. Now, maybe as the day on Thursday goes on, some value is going to open up. But, you know, I mean, look at all these cash game plays you have at point guard. You can go Shelvin Mack. You can go, could go Harrison. I probably won't do that. You can go Patty Mills, Jameer Nelson, Rodriguez, and Tim Frazier. Those are all really solid cash game plays. Shooting guard, DeMar DeRozan, 8.7K. I mean, there is something to say for just getting safe production, right? If we've learned anything from DFS in general, but I mean, just take Wednesday night as an example. I mean, when you can just plug a guy in and get just a safe, you know, 35 to 45 FanDuel points, I mean, you know, some nights that's all you need. And DeMar DeRozan's going to get you that. I mean, he's the price didn't come down from last game yet because he played really well against the Cavs. He had 48 FanDuel points in his last game. Before that, he's really been in the kind of the 30s for like about 5-6 games or so. So I mean, he really needs to get us in 38 FanDuel points to hit value. So he's very capable of doing that. Zach LaVine defense is totally fine. That doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I do love DeMar DeRozan's usage rate of 34.5%, which is by far the highest out of any shooting guard on the slate. I guess I should know. Wow, I mean, Minnesota's better defensively at shooting guard than I thought. I mean, Minnesota only gives up the fourth fewest. So maybe Zach LaVine's a better defender than I was giving him credit for. That's a little surprising. But I think still DeMar's really safe. I mean, you know, again, the ceiling is at that price still isn't that great because he's a one-trick pony. But a safe play, if you want to use a Beal DeMar cash game lineup for a shooting guard, just because it's a little harder to find value at that position, you can do it and feel good about it. CJ McCollum, 7.4K. If you want a one-trick pony and DeMar's a little too expensive, you can go CJ McCollum, 7.4K. He's very similar player. You know, except his usage rate is not nearly as high. It's only 27%. He's got a better matchup in terms of DVP as Memphis is the 11th most points to shooting guards. Although that's kind of skewed right now because Memphis is really banged up. But he should be able to attack whoever's guarding him from Memphis. I'm trying to think. I guess we'll have some Tony Allen defense at some point, but Tony Allen does not scare me like he used to. So CJ McCollum is fine. I mean, I'm probably not going to use him, but yeah, I mean, he's a guy I almost never play. His price range is just always, I never have, that's just never where I'm looking to go at shooting guard. I always either spend up or kind of go value. D Wade, 7.2K versus the Spurs. I mean, Wade's been sneaky good this year. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been playing him. He's always, his ownership's always pretty low. Even on the back-to-back games against Detroit, he put up 33 FanDuel points. He had 47 in the first of the back-to-back against Portland, and then he put up 33 on a back-to-back. For someone who's as used up and has, you know, as much usage and just plays as many minutes as Wade has over his career, that's still some pretty solid production. I mean, God forbid Melo could do that in a back-to-back these days. So not the best matchup in the world against the Spurs, although we've been able to attack the Spurs shooting guards all year long. So Wade's a fine play. I'm not going to go that route in cash, and maybe I'll use him in a couple tournament lineups. Klay Thompson, Klay did not play that well against the Clippers. At least he didn't shoot that well. But, dear God, he still ended up with 32 FanDuel points, and that's pretty good. I mean, his price needs to get us 33 or so to hit value. So he's fine. I mean, I don't want to attack that Utah, Golden State Utah game a ton, especially in cash games. But maybe in tournaments, if Klay plays, if he's not resting, you can use him a little bit. I don't love the play, though, on Thursday. Bradley Beal. I said Denver gives up the most points to opposing shooting guards. They're a mess. Just defensively, they're horrific. So is Washington. I love this game. Bradley Beal will be a cash game shooting guard for me, and I will use a lot of him in tournaments, too. Zach LaVine. 6K. You know, Zach LaVine troubles me. He's a guy who appears to be relatively consistent, and then I play him and he puts up a dud. And every time I'm on the verge of saying he's cash game viable, he stinks, but he's been really good the last three. He's been 29, 30, and 30 FanDuel points. And the thing I love about LaVine the most are the minutes. 38, 44, 40, 42, 44, 39, 36, 37, 38. That's like the last, seven, eight games. I mean, that is beautiful. I mean, so yes, he's still going to have games in the teens and point in FanDuel points because he's so scoring dependent and it's going to be annoying. But when you're locked into that many minutes, especially on a small slate, that I got to consider using you in cash games. I'm definitely going to have a little bit of exposure in tournaments. I just got to figure out if I want to use him in cash. I mean, you can. It scares me, but shooting guard's not that good. It's not deep. There's not a ton of value I like. So, you know, I may go that route in cash. I just got to figure it out. And also, I should note, the one thing that worries me the most is that Toronto defends – that they give up the fewest points to the shooting guard position in the NBA. So DeMar DeRozan all of a sudden has become a sneaky good defender. So that matchup is not ideal. So you got you got conflicting forces of nature. I love the minutes. I hate the matchup, or at least the defensive first position. But I still think he's a fine play. Remember, DVP is not the be all and end all of stats. I use it kind of like as a tiebreaker. I don't let it guide me into making picks that I don't feel comfortable with. I still think LaVine's okay. Will Barton, I talked about the Will the Thrill ride he took us on Tuesday. You know, I mean, it's Wednesday. It ended up working out okay. So you want to go back to the well on Thursday on a back-to-back, you can. He did get 30. He ended up getting 39 minutes. I mean, that was a miracle in itself. I mean, Denver does need some guys to score. So I think I don't know if I want to roll him out back out in cash games after what he did to me on Wednesday. But you can do it. And GPPs for sure. The upside is definitely there. And I'm definitely going to have some stacks with that Denver-Washington game. Other than that, it gets ugly. I mean, then you got guys like Tony Allen, Troy Daniels, Langston Galloway. And then you got the two Philly busters, Jalen Henderson and Nick Stauskas. You got a guy who played really well when I watched him play on Wednesday, and that's Alan Crabb, even though he only put up 16 FanDuel points. He's only 3.8K. And then you got Buddy Hield as well. If he's going to start, he's worth a look. He's probably going to share time with Langston Galloway, and I'd probably prefer Langston Galloway in at least in tournaments. But you got some value guys, but I don't trust any of them. So it's going to be hard to figure out what to do with that shooting guard position. The shooting guard position has been my nemesis all year long, I should note. I've been dominating center. For the most part, I've been really good on point guards. Small forwards I've been good at. Power forwards have been a little tricky as well for me, but shooting guard has been the one spot this year where I've been, because I was hesitant to play DeMar early in the year. And then it's been tough to figure out which one of these Bozo the Clowns is going to go off. So it looks like we're going to have to deal with this again on Thursday and probably for the foreseeable future, but we can handle it. And we already got one play out of the way. Bradley Beal is this. He's one cash game play, so we're only going to handle one other one. And maybe we do go back to the well with Barton, or maybe we just go, value, go Tony Allen, who doesn't have a great ceiling, but who should be relatively safe, give us 20 to 30 FanDuel points, something like that. And then the cash games get a little riskier with some gangster, the Langston gangster Galloway. All right, small forward. Durant, see if he's playing. The price was 10.6K, now it's 10K. If he's playing and any of the Golden State guys are sitting out, even if they're not, I'm gonna use a lot of him in tournaments. I love Durant. Out of all the Warriors, he's always my favorite to play by far. Didn't have a great game against the Clippers, only had 38 FanDuel points. But only played 32 minutes, so not worried about that. And I think he's matchup proof. So I don't know if I'll use him in cash just because the way my lineup is constructed right now, I don't love the value. So I kind of have not a ton. I mean, the highest price guy I have in my cash game right now is Bradley Beal. And then I have a lot of guys in like the mid-tier range right now. Jimmy Butler's 8.7K. So he's going to get Kawhi Leonard defense. That does scare me and should scare you because I think Kawhi is the best defender in the league. I don't even think it's close, quite honestly. I mean, this is why it's kind of misleading, right? When you look at the stats, San Antonio gives up the 13th. They give the third fewest points to opposing small forward. So that makes sense. But still, I mean, Jimmy Butler, I mean, similar in some ways to the Zach LaVine argument, except better, because Jimmy Butler is a much better player. Jimmy Butler is locked into tons of minutes for the Bulls. And he's doing the usage rates. I'm surprised. I mean, Dwayne Wade has a higher usage rate than Jimmy Butler, which is a little surprising. I mean, they're both really close. I think Wade's about 30%. Jimmy Butler's 29%, but that's still surprising to me. I thought that Butler's would be a little bit higher, but Butler still, he does everything for that team and he's locked into monster minutes. So, I mean, it's hard to go against Kawhi. I mean, I think it's hard to envision him getting like a 60, 55 FanDuel point night, but man, like he's going to shoot. He's going to have the ball in his hands. I mean, they can't just say Jimmy, what are they going to, I mean, they need him he's so important to that team right now. And they need him to score. So I still like Jimmy Butler, even with the Kawhi thing. Maybe I won't use him in cash games because I don't think I played a guy against Kawhi in cash in 2-3 years. So I got to figure out if I'm can overcome that my own mental barrier there, but still tournaments he's okay. I mean, if most people are like me and don't want to play the Kawhi defense, that means he's going to have low ownership, and that makes him a nice tournament play because he's just too talented to have zero exposure to on a small slate. Gordon Hayward though, 8.1K. I mean, one reason why I think you probably fade Butler and cash is because you want to play Gordon Hayward. He's been beautiful. He's been consistent. He's been as beautiful on the court as he looks in the mirror. 45 FanDuel points, 40, 37, 50, 48. Just a super safe play. Don't have to think too much. Just plug him in cash games and move on. Also an elite tournament play in Utah, playing way up in pace, which you guys know I love to attack. So you really love Gordon Hayward. Kawhi Leonard, 8.1K. Kawhi's intriguing, man. So I played him a decent amount last time out. He had 41 FanDuel points, and I think he's played like the first 4 minutes of the game, and Popovich benched the whole starting five because he wasn't happy. So you still get, even with Kawhi, you get a little worried with minutes. But when you look at his box score, I mean, you feel a little bit better because, I mean, the minutes are pretty consistent. 36, 31, 34, 31, 32, 36, 35, 37, 34. So he's got like a floor of 31 minutes. So you can, you don't worry about the minutes. The production, it hasn't been that great. It's been, he's hovered around that 30 to 40 mark. literally for like the last, you know, week and a half to 2 weeks or so. But he does have 50 Fanduel point upside. Now he has to deal with Jimmy Butler defense, which is pretty delicious. Or I should say pretty delicious for Jimmy, for the Bulls fans, because Jimmy Butler defense is good. So I'm not sure if you want to go this route in cash, because there are some other decent small forward value plays you can get. But tournaments, yeah, I mean, I'll have a decent amount of Kawhi. I mean, I'm definitely going to have some FanDuel lineups where I play at least I'll have one where I stack this game, and I'll have a Butler Kawhi as my two forwards or small forwards. Wilson Chandler and Gallinari, the two Denver boys. So they're both priced identical, 6.2K. Chandler went nuts on Wednesday, and Gallo sucked and cost me money. I went almost all in on Gallo. Gallo was coming off a great game, and the minutes were just so consistent. I thought he was going to just torch Brooklyn. And then Denver came out just so flat, and just Gallo could never get it going. And Wilson Chandler came in, and he did what he's been doing this year. He had 27 points, and what I thought was pretty remarkable for him is 15 rebounds. Granted, it was against Brooklyn, who doesn't defend or rebound, so that's partly the reason there. But he put up 45 Fanduel points. So if you played Wilson Chandler on Wednesday, congrats to you. Now we have the choice again. What are you going to do on Thursday? I mean, I'm not going to let one game sway me. I still think for cash games, Gallo is the safer play, especially on a back-to-back. Gallo didn't play a ton of minutes. He should be relatively fresh, and Wilson Chandler should be the one that's a little, you know, a little exhausted. So I think Gallo is still, I mean, will I play him in cash? I don't know if I'll play him in cash on Thursday, but I still think he's the safer of the two, especially when it comes to minutes. And Chandler's a tournament play, though. He's still could go off. I love this game. I'm going to stack this game in many different ways. So I'm going to have Chandler in some lineups as well. I do like both these guys again. It's just, again, finding the right combination, finding the right lineup to use it, and do you want to go that route in cash? And, I mean, you can do it. It's just, in a back-to-back, I don't want to go Wilson Chandler in cash. I just don't want to do it. Otto Porter says he's 6K. He's coming off a bad game. He's been great. I mean, he had a versus Orlando, the John Wall game, when John Wall put up 70 Fanduel points and Elfrid Payton put up 50 Fanduel points. God, so many weird games. Before that, Otto was terrific. 32, 37, 27, 31, 33, 30, 26, 24. So when you take a step back, really nice matchup versus Denver. Where's my boy Otto? You know, the one thing about Otto that scares me is his usage rate, which is at 16%. I mean, that's atrocious. But he's not so scoring dependent. Like, he does other things. Normally he can get you, you know, 8-9 rebounds, and he's really good at steals. He's elite at steals. He has 3-4, 3-3, 3-3. I mean, he's had so many games of this season. He had zero steals against Orlando, but before that, I wasn't just counting. I was listing off his steals. He had 3 against Brooklyn, 4 against the Spurs, 3 against OKC, 3 against the Kings, 3 against the Spurs again. So he fills up the stat sheet. He does a lot of nice things. He's another one of those guys. He's locked in the minutes, which I like. And he's fine. I mean, if you want to roll him out in cash games, you can do it. Quite honestly, I probably won't, but he's been consistent enough to do it. And in tournaments, yeah, he's okay. Andrew Wiggins, tournament only. Just he's a one-trick pony. I mean, he's also locked into some really nice minutes, but he's even worse than LaVine in some instances. He puts up, you know, really bad duds. He's similar to LaVine in the fact that he's the same price, and he's also super scoring dependent, and he also gets a lot of minutes, and he also can win you a lot of money, and he can lose you a lot of money. So tournament only play on Thursday. Mo Harkless. Look, if you guys want a guy who's just plug him in and don't worry, play Mo Harkless. I mean, I said the same thing about Plumlee on Wednesday night. I don't know how many of you guys listened to me. I don't think too many, but looking at his ownership. But Plumlee, again, had like 40 Fanduel points. He even played better than I thought he would. I mean, Harkless is a similar type guy. I mean, look at these numbers. I mean, this is legit. This is like the definition of cash game production. 26, 26, 30, 29, 28, 32, 30, 26. Fanduel points. You can't argue with that. I mean, what more do you want? Not the best matchup in the world versus Memphis here, but just super safe, locked into like in the low 30s in minutes. The price has come up a little bit, and Aminu is back for Portland, slowly getting some minutes. But I think Aminu is going to, you know, not take too many away from Harkless, hopefully. And Aminu is still only playing 17, 18. So Harkless he's built for cash games right now. Evan Turner, 4.6K. If you want to go that route in tournaments, you can do it. Damari Carroll, he's another guy. If you don't have a ton to spend, he's a cash game play, 4.2K. He's that cheap because they're still watching his minutes a little bit, but he played 33 minutes last game. He only put up 14 FanDuel points. That's not going to happen again. If he plays 33 minutes, he's going to get you 20, 25 FanDuel points. He's basically a poor man's Jay Crowder. So that 4.2K is way too cheap. And if you're going to play 30 minutes, I really like that play. And a lot of people have overlooked him this year. So yeah, I mean, you could easily go Mo Harkless in one of your cash game spots, or you go Damari Carroll. It's totally fine. Other than that, Troy Williams, he's okay. And then Joe Johnson. If Joe Johnson is starting, he's cash game viable. He's only 3.6K. I mean, he's basically the minimum. He got 29 minutes and put up 19 FanDuel points last game. So if you can get – and Utah's playing way up in pace against Golden State. So if he is going to start, you can use him. I guess I'll mention Andre Iguodala too. Just keep an eye on who's playing for Golden State. If any of the starters go out, Iguodala's minutes might rise. He's 3.7K and he might become viable. I think he had 25 FanDuel points on Wednesday. Power forward, Anthony Davis, probably the top play on the board on Thursday. The problem for me that I'm having, it's just there's not enough value where I can get him in my cash game right now. So I'm a little worried about it, and I'm going to see what I can do and see if I can make it happen. He's really expensive at 12.1K. It's the most expensive he's been all year, but he's been worth it. And, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better matchup against Philly. Where is AD? So AD has a 32% usage rate, and you know, some Ersan Ilyasova defense or Saric defense. He should feast, especially and the Pelicans are banged up with Drew Holiday and Etuan Moore might be out. So, you know, he gets the ball every possession. It's his show right now. And if you can afford him, play him. The question is, you know, can you find the money? And in tournaments, you try to get him in your lineups too, because the upside is just tremendous. Draymond Green, 7.9K. Don't love the play here in the slowdown game. But he's, you know, he's okay. LaMarcus Aldridge, there. I said his name. I don't know what to do with him. He always scares me. I don't want to play him. He gave me 11 FanDuel points last game. The game before that, he had 40. So when you have a guy who is range is 10 to 40, that's scary, and that spells tournament only. And even then, not a lot of tournament exposure. Zach Randolph. Randolph played pretty well in his first game back. He's 5.8K, though, and he only played 22 minutes. He had 30 FanDuel points. I mean, he had 12 points, 14 rebounds. I'm pretty sure he could walk out of bed and just get those numbers, you know, after, you know, not playing for 3-4 months. It's just, you know, he just got a big body, and he just rebounds seem to fall in his lap. It's he's a weird guy to watch play. But I do not like this play on Thursday. If you want to use him in cash games, I guess you can. I will not. Even though Memphis is banged up. So, yeah, but I still don't want to go there. Taj Gibson, 5.7K. Not really against the Spurs. Gorgui Dieng, his price is fair, 5.5K. He's fine for cash games. He's relatively safe. He's basically hovered in that 20 to 30 range the last 10 games or so. You know, so he's okay to do. Jamichael Green, even though Randolph came back, he still put up a really good game in his last game. He had 33 FanDuel points, which was surprising because it was after the double overtime game. So I was shocked. I faded him that game. He's been a lot better than I thought this year. With Randolph back, his minutes are going to come down a little bit. He is still cash game viable. I'm just not going to go there on Thursday probably. Ilyasova, look, he's been tremendous. His price is skyrocketed up to 5.3K. because he gave you in the last two games 53 and 32. So, you know, upside is immense. I think he got 39 minutes last game. I mean, it's funny how Coach Brown, like for the last like 17 years, Philly, that he won't play anyone 39 minutes, and then he gives it to Ersan Ilyasova. Clearly, Ilyasova is a part of the 76ers future, right? I mean, it's just whatever. It makes that team is such a joke. It makes no sense. But with, I mean, no Covington and no Okafor and Bede's back, but it seems like Ersan's locked into heavy minutes, and that makes him a fine cash game play. And he's actually, you know, he's got a monster upside, so it makes him a good tournament play. He's probably going to be crazy high owned because everyone, you know, remembers the 50 point burger. Kenneth Fareed, wow. I mean, yeah, if you saw him, you know, no. Jokic, same thing, no. But at least with Jokic, I might play in some tournaments. I wouldn't dare throw him in cash games. I mean, he put up 33 FanDuel points in only 21 minutes on Wednesday. When he gets minutes, he's a monster. It's just getting minutes. When's that going to happen? No idea. Tournaments only. Markieff Morris, this is a play I feel very safe with in cash. Nice and safe. He's going to play 33 minutes. That's like the floor. He could get 36, 38 minutes. I think his floor is like 20 fan. He's playing better lately too. The floor is like 20 FanDuel points. The ceiling is around 35. Denver plays no defense. Give me some Markieff. I mean, I don't like playing, you know, typically more than three guys on the same team in cash. But right now I have John Wall, Beal, and Markieff in my cash games, and I feel good about it. Dario Saric, 4.5K. He's been good. He's been sneaky good. If you can't afford Ersan, you can play some Saric. He's going to get in the low 20s in minutes. He's a fantasy point per minute guy. Trey Lyles is okay. You know, normally he get like Boris Diaw starts for Utah, and Trey Lyles will some games he'll get more minutes than Boris. So both those guys are fine for cash games. Boris Diaw is only 3.7K. The last two games, he's got 33 and 26 minutes, 25 and 20 FanDuel points. So if you really need to save, you know, you can buy that Waffle House, you know, nugget. Get a 20 piece, just gobble away and hope Boris Diaw just hopes he grinds his way to 20 or eats his way to 25 FanDuel points. I mean, it could easily happen. All right, center. You got Karl Anthony Towns, 9.2K at Toronto. Where's Towns? What's his usage rate? Towns' usage rate is 27.3, so not bad. I actually thought it would be lower because I don't think they get him the ball enough. Toronto, they defend the center position pretty well. I think there was some Dwayne Casey had a quote today in the paper saying Valachunas is going to play because a lot of people have been asking what's wrong with Valachunas. Why do Wire's minutes so bad? Why has his play been so bad? And Casey basically said, well, he's going to play based on matchup. I would think because Minnesota and Karl Anthony Towns are the opponent in coming to Toronto, that Valachunas would be in for a lot of minutes. Valachunas is a good defender. So I don't love the Towns play here. It's still fine. I mean, I'm not going to use him in cash games, though. I think if you want to roll him out in some tournaments, he's shown that he's capable of giving you monster games. But center is a position that I do really do like, and I don't see myself using a ton of Towns on Thursday. Marcus Gasol. So his price has come up about $1,000 in the last 4 days or so. Rightfully so. He's been great. He had 60. Wow. I mean, look at his last four games, 47, 63, 43, 41. And then the New Orleans game where he did have 63, that was double overtime. And then they were on a back-to-back against Philly where I thought he might be rested, and he put up 47 FanDuel points. So that's pretty impressive. He's very – I mean, you can attack the hell – I think I mentioned on yesterday's show, you can attack the hell out of the Portland bigs. I have made a lot of money doing that this year. The one thing I guess I didn't mention about Memphis, like Jamichael Green and Zach Randolph, why those guys are a little more enticing is because they are playing Portland. I didn't mention the matchup because Portland does give up the most points – to opposing power forwards. That's why I went all in on Jabari Parker in at power forward on Wednesday, and he did fine for me. He got me over 30 FanDuel points. I would like he just didn't rebound the ball, and that's what killed me. But scoring wise, he destroyed them. So And Portland also is not very good at defending center. So, I mean, I really do like the Marc Gasol play. I'm hoping the price is going to scare people off. I think he's fine for cash if you can afford him. And for tournaments too. I mean, he's shown us right now without Conley, they run the entire offense through him. Rudy Gobert, 7.3K. So his price is creeping up because he's played a little better lately. Utah's so banged up. They have no one. He's given you over 40 the last two games. He's fine. He's another guy. Let's say you don't have enough for Gasol. If you want to play Rudy Gobert in cash, you definitely can do it, especially Utah's playing way up in pace. So I think he's a relatively safe play. Joel Embiid at 6.6K, coming off his worst game of the year. You know, Embiid's second highest usage rate in the NBA, I think, at 36%, which is unbelievable. The Pelicans are okay defensively at center. I mean, not great. Not horrific either, but Embiid is now on a 28-minute restriction. I'm not sure. I'm very intrigued to see what his ownership is. Right now I'm not using him in cash, but he's obviously, you can use him in cash. Don't let one game scare you off. And tournament play, sure. I mean, it's on paper, it's hard to play a guy with only getting 28 minutes. That's a ceiling for a minute. You know, he's capped at that. But I mean, look, Brook Lopez put up over 40 Fanduel points in 30 minutes. I mean, he did it on Wednesday. He does it regularly. And Embiid is giving you like a point and a half, 2 points a minute some nights. So he's perfectly fine to play in cash and in tournaments. Martin Gortat, 6.3K, another Washington guy. I mean, I just don't want to play four Wizards in cash. maybe I might have to, though. It's just, he's so safe. It's just, I can't argue with playing him in cash. I mean, the production, he's like he's the Mo Harkless of centers. He goes overlooked. He's underrated. 25, 30, 52, 30, 25, 23, 25, 27, 44. So he's even got a little more upside than Mo Harkless. So Denver can't defend anyone. So yeah, Gortat is really a really good play here. Do I want to go four Wizards in cash? Do I really want to do it? Maybe. He's in play. Pau Gasol, 6K. You guys at this point should know Spurs, don't trust him. But you want to throw him in a tournament, go ahead. Robin Lopez, he's been really good this year. He's always underowned. No one plays him. He can get you 6K pretty easily. I like this play. I don't know if I want to use him in cash games, even though I think you can if you're looking at that. You know, if you don't have enough to spend on Embiid, Gortat, or even more than that, and you can't grab Marc Gasol, he's fine. And quite honestly, he can give you enough value that I think he's a tournament play too. Oh, I skipped over my boy, Mason Plumlee. I just said Gortat was the Mo Harkless of centers. But no, it's Plumlee. Plumlee is the Harkless of centers. I mean, listen, look at Plumlee's production. 37, 26, 26, 37, 30, 42, 30, 24, 27. You just plug him in and he's just like a machine. It's just every night he hits value. The one thing here is he's up against Memphis and he gets Marc Gasol defense. Marc Gasol is one of the only centers that I actively try to avoid because Memphis does give up the fewest points to centers, to opposing centers. So even though Plumlee, normally I say he's super safe, for that matter only, that's one reason why I keep looking more and more at Gortat. I mean, do I want Denver defense or Marc Gasol defense? And I would choose Denver defense over that. Although I still think Plumlee, he'll still be okay. Like he just, man, Plumlee has been so consistent. I'm going to use him in tournaments because I think no one's going to be on him. It's a sneaky play. As sneaky as you can be after 20 straight games of giving you value. Valachunas, he's my sneaky ninja of the night. He's been a buster. He's been struggling. The last four games have been nasty. 18, 11, 18, and 11 Fanduel points. But he has 50 Fanduel point upside, quite honestly. And if he's going to play based on matchups, come on, Dwayne Casey. This is the matchup for him. You can attack Karl Anthony Towns. He's not great defensively. If he gets minutes, he should feast. He is a fantasy point per minute guy. His biggest, quite honestly, his biggest challenge is his coach. His own coach hates his guts. So as long as Dwayne Casey doesn't treat him like Kenneth Faried, it's a really sneaky tournament play. He's going to be under, like, you know, under 5% owned probably. I'm going to have me some Valachunas in tournaments, and I'm going to walk away with some money. Nurkic. You know, all the Denver guys, same thing. I mean, they're basically Spurs right now. So, the Denver big guys are basically, you know, pretend they're playing for Popovich. We don't know who he's going to play. Tournaments only. And that's it for center. But centers, I mean, very delicious. I mean, I like Towns in tournaments. Give me some Gasol if you have it in cash. Gobert is fine for cash. Embiid, fine for cash and tournaments. Gortat, safe as hell. Plumlee, sneaky safe, and also good tournaments. Robin Lopez, I like him in tournaments. Valachunas, my sneaky ninja. And then you got wildcard Nurkic. So, I mean, center, I mean, is just a beautiful position on Thursday, whereas some other ones are not. All right, that's it. So we got through it. I don't know if you – I feel a little bit better about the slate now. All right, and I hope you guys, too, feel a little bit better. Hopefully, as the day progresses on Thursday, we'll hear about some value opening up. And as you guys, you know, should know by now, all it takes is – one or two injuries and the entire slate changes and all of a sudden we can fit one or two more stars and we'll feel a hell of a lot better about our lineups. So, you know, and then we can get Anthony Davis in our lineups and maybe some other things can happen. So we'll see how it plays out. Otherwise, please download Draft and challenge the judge. Judge's orders. Don't make me come after you. I will issue a summons and detain you. Put you in the drunk tank overnight. I'll bring you to New York and put you in the drunk tank. And also if you wanted Chambers, as always, just tweet at me. Any questions, let me know at Daniel A. Green 1. Other than that, hope you guys still made money on Wednesday. Maybe you did. Some people did, so it was doable. And, but we will be back and we will, hopefully attack this Thursday slate with a vengeance. And I will see you guys for tomorrow's show when we, attack a beautiful Friday slate. So with that, I'm out. I'm going to bed. I need some sleep. Court is adjourned.